a discussion about the book Novocene, The Coming Age of Hyperintelligence.
In 2019, scientist and writer James Lovelock brought out a book, Novocene, The Coming Age of Hyperintelligence, in which he makes startling predictions about the future of our planet. In contrast to some of his earlier books, he tells a somewhat positive story. He predicts that at some point, the computers will take over and solve climate change for us. We talked to Moira McCann, who read the book. Moira, is this book a cheerful read?
Well, in some ways, yes, and it's certainly a very interesting book. If he's right, then the power of artificial intelligence will geometrically increase to the point where its intelligence far exceeds that of humans, and it seizes control of our governance systems. Normally, people find this an incredibly disturbing thought, but he suggests that this artificial intelligence will be benign and put into place new technologies and procedures that will slow and then reverse climate change. We wouldn't be able to do it on our own with the technologies we have, so this is a decent result. He also thinks that this AI will itself be powered by green energy, probably solar power.
So, the robots will stop us causing climate change, according to this book?
That's right. The way the book describes it, the robots, if the intelligence is indeed housed in bodies, will have the intelligence to figure out the danger of climate change for themselves, in the same way that the deep mind computer taught itself how to play chess. In order to save themselves and the rest of life on the planet, they will design ways of averting catastrophic global warming.
How does he think that the robots or computers will become so powerful? Won't we stop them before they take over?
Lovelock believes that at a certain point, the robots will be able to design newer and more powerful versions of themselves, and at that point, they will be beyond our control. There will be a kind of technological Darwinian evolution.
Why would they be nice to us?
Well, that's an interesting question, and lots of people disagree with him there. But in his mind, they will want to keep organic life around to keep the temperature of the planet down. And we might be useful to them as custodians of nature. In any case, they might see us somehow as their original creators and take pity on us.
So they'll keep us alive out of pity?
Not just. In fact, he says that they might look upon us as some kind of advanced animal companion.
Oh my God, we'll just be pets?
Well, not just, but in any case, is there a happier creature on Earth than a well-cared-for pet? All your needs taken care of, no stress at all, just a life of ease?
I mean, I don't think it's for me. Anyway, that was James Lovelock's Novocene, The Coming Age of Hyperintelligence. Many thanks, Moira.